This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
And we welcome our Mayor, Michael Kerr. G'day, Michael.
Hello, Paul.
Well, big meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, of Council. It is a, well, not just a big one, it's a huge one.
Well, it is. We've got two big meetings tomorrow. One is big because it, of course, has the budget coming through for the year. And that's at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Then at 11 o'clock tomorrow, we've got a massive agenda with lots of things going through, including our operational plan for the year. So, bit exciting, daunting. It's the first one for this new council, so we're looking forward to getting it out there.
I guess because of COVID, do we take a deep breath with the budget? I mean, you know, we're obviously going to feel some pain somewhere. Federally we're feeling it, statewide we're feeling it, and I take it local government we will as well.
Well, the budget that's going up to be approved by councillors, you know, it's a considered budget for infrastructure, and this is where I've really been concentrating on making sure we create jobs. That's the best thing we can do, is create jobs at the moment. So there's a lot of work in it. I mean, the actual budget itself is $48.27 million worth. The capsule budget alone is $21.7 million, which is the biggest budgeted council capital works project ever. So it's a big budget, and of course with that comes, we have to have the money to do it, and you know, I kept my promise of a CPI increase of 2.2, so that's what's been put forward as the CPI amount. But we have also introduced the early bird to help with the COVID-19 issues. So if you pay your bill before the due by date, the general rates will be reduced by 1.2%.
Pensioners too, they've got to look into what they're paying, and there might be ways to bring that amount of rates down, which is all very good.
Absolutely.
Now the other part of the meeting, you said it's quite big. Can you just dissect a little for us? Can you give us a little preview as to what some of the things you'll be talking about tomorrow?
We certainly can. So what have we got tomorrow? We've got a minor change to development approval on a property on Warrnambool Road. We've got a request for some funding from Port Shorts, which is a good one. They have asked for some further funding, but also for us to be involved in, they're branching to do a live television show as well. So it'll be broadcast on one of the networks. So they're going to be doing something interesting and different this year with Stephen Curry. He's going to be hosting a live show on one of the networks. So it'll be a great opportunity for us to actually get Port Douglas out there on televisions all around the country. So that'll be an interesting one. We've got the relinquishment of joint trustee between Douglas Shire Council and Yalubinna Corporation. So that's up at the Blue Pools there. So the Blue Pools, of course, is a traditional area of land, and there's an area there that's sacred to them. And it's always been a joint trusteeship between Douglas Shire Council and Yalubinna. And so what we're doing is we're actually passing the trustee across to them so they can have it wholly without council's interference.
Okay.
So that'll now become them. Of course, there's going to be some resource and performance agreements. Douglas Chamber of Commerce, we're looking to give them $50,000 to go towards different works that they need to do throughout the year, which would be very exciting for them to assist them in helping our businesses. And of course, we've got the Tourism Port Douglas Daintree Resource and Performance Agreement as well, which will be coming up for the councillors to talk about. Of course, we've got John Morris, of course. Everyone will be familiar with the Ballyhooly Steam Railway. It's been running for many, many years.
Absolutely. And we're at the railway station. That's our radio station is right here on the platform.
Right. Yeah. You know, and it wasn't that long ago that railway line used to actually take the sugar to the port there, and it used to be taken away from Port Douglas. Of course, when trucks started, they decided to truck it down to Cairns instead, so the railway line became unusable. So it was turned into a tourist line, and at one stage it used to run from Port Douglas through the Mossman Mill for the tours, and since then it's just been now, it just goes down, of course, to Choo Choo's down at St Crispin's. So John's at the point where, you know, he's got other projects, so he wants to give the railway line away. And he's approached council to see if council would like to have a look at it. And so what this motion does is just give the staff permission to actually have a look and see what the options are and what the financials are and see if it's a worthwhile proposition for council to take it on.
Well, that's an interesting one, because at one stage, the Tin Shed, the Mossman Golf Course Combined Sports Club, they were looking at taking it over. But I think financially, as you know, and now COVID's hit, they're not in a position to do that. So that's an interesting one, isn't it?
It is, you know, and it would be a very sad day if that was to go. So I think it's certainly something we should look at. And if financially it does hold itself, I think it's certainly something that council should look at. So, you know, let's keep these tourism things here in Port Douglas.
Beautiful. Anything else?
What else? It's a huge agenda, so there's lots of different policies that okay. are going through. We've got a concealed leak financial assistance policy, which is something the council hasn't had here for a while. So if you have one of those leaks under the driveway that you don't see for a couple of months and your bill is larger than normal, you can actually come to council once you've got it repaired and we'll financially assist you with that.
Oh, thank goodness you're looking at that. I'm loving the new council, Michael. I just like how you're getting stuck into these things that have been around forever, but nothing was ever done about them.
Well, that has been the plan. I mean, you know, this is the time, get it all in now, get it all sorted. These are things that, you know, the majority of the councils have been talking about and the things that we've brought up and that we want. And, you know, I think it's really important to get them into action. So now is the time to do so at the very start. And, you know, we're pretty excited to get all these things through.
Terrific. All right. Well, a lot of other things too, and it'll be a big thing. And Fab FM will report on that tomorrow. First time that some media are being allowed in, so we're rather excited. Just before I let you go, the Port Douglas markets were on yesterday with social distancing, of course, observed. How did it all go?
Do you know, I went down there. It was absolutely stunning to see people walking the streets. It really was. You know, there was a buzz in town again. There was people in cafes, you know, the restaurants were going, and there was people down at the markets, and they were all doing the right thing. You know, we had the hand sanitizers at the entrances to the market and people were using it. All the stalls were separated with enough distance between them, and it still created a great atmosphere down there. So we were really happy, and I hope that from what I spoke to, the stallholders were very happy as well with the outcome.
Oh, excellent, excellent. All right, well, we'll catch you tomorrow, Michael, for the big meeting and, of course, the budget as well. And stay safe until then.
Much appreciated. Have a great day.